Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Welcome to First Lutheran Podcast. My name is Chad Habeck. I am a member here at First Lutheran for 15 years, currently serving as chair of the Finance Board. I'm going to read from the book of Mark, the end of chapter 8 and the first paragraph of chapter 9. Jesus foretells his death and resurrection. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Truly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come with power." Here ends the reading. And as I read this, I reflect again on the Last Supper drama, which this year I'm going to portray Peter, and hearing how he is not understanding Jesus, even though Jesus is clearly telling them what's going to happen. Peter is still confused and unsure. So let us pray that in Jesus' name we can find help and feel confident in belief in Jesus, that he will help us and guide us in times of confusion and despair and challenge, and we can count on his support and knowing that he will be there for us. Amen.